good Friday morning, 7:51, 59 degrees on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
You're watching us on WRHI's Facebook page, CN2's Facebook page, and of course, CN2 and Channel 102, as well as listening to us on WRHI AM 1340 and FM 100.1 and the WRHI mobile app.
That's right. If you don't have that free mobile app, make sure to download that today. Take us on the go, and you'll be in the know. Like Tyler said, the last segment, that we are just now past award season, and now we have moved on into theater season, and we are here to promote another play that is going to take place here in our area. And now we are joined by the YPA, that's York Prep, the Shoestring Playhouse. So I want to ask you about that too. But first I want to say that we're joined with Mr. Darren Patterson, who is the theater teacher there as well. He is with Maddie Hanford and Kaylin Carroll. So welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Patterson, if you would first tell us, that's a very interesting name for your theater troupe. So where did the Shoestring Playhouse name come from?
The name came about, I would say, 10 years ago. And the reason for that is because at the time we didn't have a budget. So it was a shoestring budget that we were working with, hence the name Shoestring Playhouse.
It's very creative.
And as the years have progressed, we've simply kept it along because it fits.
And for those who might not know, York Prep is a charter school, local charter school here that is K through 12th grade. So what grades are participating in the play this year?
We've been allowing 5th through 12th grade for as long as I've been director.
Okay, I love that. So it's young and then middle and high school.
Yes.
Maddie and Kaylin, Maddie, I might let you start. Tell us about the play that you're doing this year and what it's about.
So the play is kind of centered around the idea of daily life, marriage, well, love and marriage, and death. And it mainly follows George Gibbs and Emily Webb and their story as they fall in love, get married, and then eventually Emily does die. And so the third act is really about Emily gets to go back and relive a day in her life. But then she really realizes that life was kind of, well, it was hard. And so she realizes that, you know, it's just better off the way that it turns out.
Spoilers, Maddie. Yeah.
So this is
we should have put up a sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is Our Town.
Yes.
And did this start out as a literature piece first?
This was a play that Thornton Wilder wrote back in the 1930s, if I'm not mistaken. And it is considered one of the most famous classics of American theater. There are many different troupes that have put this on, whether it's high schools, colleges, professional troupes, amateur groups. It's one of those things that you don't need an elaborate set because there really is no set. There's a few little pieces that are used for those people that like scenery, as our stage manager will say. And it's more about what actually takes place within the characterizations and their interactions.
And this is a straight play. Does it have music in it, or is it just straight acting?
It's all acting. There is some background sound effects and music done by a fantastic young lady who is handling all of that. Her name is Delilah Hasegawa, and she's been on our crew for a couple of years now. And when this came up, I knew that that was the person I needed for it.
That's amazing.
Because I knew I could count on her.
So most of the play is done, is student-led for the most part.
Yes.
Kaylin Carroll, you are in 11th grade at YPA, and you are the stage manager and the narrator. So how does that all work together?
So the play is basically a play within a play. So I'm all-knowing, I narrate, and I just kind of explain everything that's happening. It's easier because there isn't a big set, so I kind of lay the land down. I set, like, what's happening, where we are, and just kind of explain that throughout, and just explain what's going on in the town, Grover's Corners, and what's going on there, and just a certain things that people have going on in their life that we don't exactly like say out loud.
Were you familiar with this play before you auditioned?
I knew about it a little bit just because I think it had won a Nobel or it had won some award or something.
Tony Award.
Yeah, a Tony Award. Yeah. Sorry, not a Nobel Peace Prize. It had won an award. And just like hearing it, I do a lot of like, I'm a very, like, I do a lot of theater stuff, so I had heard it before, but I had never, like, watched the movie or read the play before.
What is something that you're taking away from being a part of Our Town? What have you learned?
I think just the main theme of the play, that life is good how it is. Like, you gotta really just, like, notice, like, be in present, be in the moment, mm-hmm. and notice, like, what's happening and how important that is. And, like, the little things that you don't notice, like, it really is important. And you just don't realize it until it's gone.
Such a great life lesson. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish all teenagers could maybe, you know, take a field trip over to YPA to hear that. Because even as adults, that's something that we struggle with. So what a great life lesson.
Yep.
And be entertained all at the same time. Mr. Patterson, what would you tell people to get them to the play this weekend?
Next weekend.
If they're looking for something to do, What would be the 30-second elevator speech to get them there?
This is a family-friendly show. It is a slice of life, so it is relevant to every time period, whether it was the early 20th century, which is where it takes place, to our current day. There's something for everyone. You will get tears. You will get laughter. You will get the whole story. And there are no props that are being used. Well, I won't say no props, but there are quite a few instances where you would think that we should have props, but it's done in pantomime. Mm. And one of the reasons why Wilder wanted it done in pantomime is because it's all about the characters. So we worked a lot with pantomime, and the students who are doing the pantomime do a phenomenal job.
That's amazing. So the play is going to take place next weekend. Give us all the show dates and details, how much tickets are, and where we can get those.
Okay. The show dates are Thursday night at 6 p.m. That's the 21st. 22nd, which is Friday, at 6 p.m. And then Saturday is 2 p.m. matinee. The tickets can be purchased at gofan.co and look up York Prep Patriots, and then you will be able to find the tickets.
All right.
And
that's
the ticket
great.
Prices are $5 for students as well as senior citizens, and then $10 general admission.
All right. So that is Our Town being put on by the York Prep Shoestring Playhouse. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
It is 7:59 and 59 degrees on this Friday edition of Power in the Mornings. More to come.